Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, folks, and we are joined by DJ El Camiso, Camisnow, otherwise known as the Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Only you, my friend.
No, that would be stolen valor. I got to give credit to Chris for that one, but it's a good one. It's also a great track, too.
Absolutely, it's an awesome track.
Yeah, my God. Taking me back to when I used to live in a place where it snows.
So what are the hecks up to this morning?
Well, you know, I have been I've been trying to figure out how to get up to Washington Mardi Gras. That's kind of all falling apart because we've got a bunch of events up there. I'm supposed to see an energy event tomorrow at lunch. I'm supposed to MC the economic development luncheon on Friday. I'm supposed to DJ Troy Carter's event tomorrow night, but everything is cascading and falling apart. So I'm just not sure if it's gonna happen. So I've been doing that, and working, trying to make sure everything stays on track for the game in 18 days.
Michael, real quick about the airport. Have you been in communication with any of the folks out there, and what are we hearing?
Yeah, I've been talking to Kevin Dolio and his team out there. Basically, the flights are all getting canceled. I was on an American 6 p.m. flight tonight that was looking okay, and that just came down. I had a backup flight on Southwest tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and that got canceled. I think that the vast majority of flights today and tomorrow are going to be a wash, and the airport will resuming full service on Friday is just what this feels like. We've seen this movie before. You know, it's just once it gets backed up, it's hard to unstick everything.
It's interesting. Folks are just kind of talking about the impact to the economy here for when you take 3-4 days out of the calendar. We have some conventions in town. We have I think Nate is on their way here. Some of those folks were hoping to arrive tomorrow. Some, the event planners are obviously already in town. The fragility of this as it relates to Mother Nature sometimes never ceases to amaze me.
Well, no, but I thought where you're going with that, which I think you're alluding to, is, people always talk about productivity and time lost in New Orleans because of hurricanes. And I said, yeah, that's true. But, if you live north of the Mason-Dixon, you're losing, 5 to 7 business days a year from snow days. And we're seeing it now. I mean, there's just nothing you can do. I mean, we're doing some stuff on Zoom. But even now, you can tell this is going to be a low productivity day and there's going to be a loss. And, yeah, if you're like NADA and you're coming in for a massive convention, it's just a problem.
Yeah. obviously, we're on a countdown to the Super Bowl. The pressure's mounting. How do we look so far?
Well, you know, I was in talking to reporters about this who kind of want to ask them that question. The good news is that we were in good shape before the weather. The weather was anticipated, so folks worked through last weekend and at night to get ahead of it. So as long as things thaw out tomorrow afternoon as planned, we should be okay. We're going to get most of the work done. You know, as I was saying to one reporter, I said, look, you know, the runway is going to be a little bit shorter, but we're going to land the plane. The city is going to look great, feel great. There'll be a few things that aren't done. For example, the area around the Hard Rock will be done, but part of the area back on Iberville won't be. But that's not going to be visible, you know, really for the game. It'll get finished after the game. So I just think a lot of credit is due to the couple of dozen organizations that have been doing this work, and Joe Thread has been doing all the organization of the weekly meetings. We came into this in reasonably good shape, so you know, we can take a few dings and I think still come through.
Yeah. Are you hearing from any of the contractors and stuff where this snow presents a unique challenge in reestablishing themselves, you know, out on those job sites?
You know, we have not been talking directly to the contractors in general. That's typically been Rick Hathaway or the folks at DOTD, or the folks at Sewer and Water Board. But just common sense says, you know, the roads right now, if you look at Canal Street, it's like the world's, worst ice skating rink. And so until the roads thaw out, there's really just not a lot you can do. And then there's some other things, too, like you can't lay asphalt if it's below a certain temperature. So we do need it to warm up. Now, the good news is, like, this being New Orleans, it's going to be back in the 70s by the weekend, so it'll be soggy but warm. So we'll be back on track, but we're going to be squeezed for the last few days, no doubt.
Yeah. As you look over the next 7 days, because I think these next 7 days from today are going to be absolutely critical, right, in reestablishing, yeah, recreating that momentum that we had. What do you think is the highest hurdle to get over?
You know, if I think about the areas that we're kind of concerned about coming into this, we had a triage session yesterday talking about this. Definitely making sure that the rest of the Hard Rock site is done. We were doing a lot of work on the interstate with the city. It was doing a lot of the work, making sure those lights were turned back on, and so making sure that none got knocked out by the weather. And then alternatively, there are a number of murals that are going up. We've got Terrence Osborne putting one on Poydras Street. We've got Chef Barry putting one on Canal. And just making sure that those go up in time. And then there's also a question, and I think we're okay on this. We were concerned that the weather was going to cause pipe failures that were going to just create new problems with Sewer and Water Board. But I think that, you know, the reality is that the pipes are deep. The cold is not lasting that long. And so I haven't heard about major challenges with Sewer and Water Board. So I don't want to jinx this, Newell, particularly in front of the millions that are listening, but I think so far we're in okay shape coming through this.
Do you think that you ultimately get to Mardi Gras Ball? I mean, that's a unique opportunity. People don't really understand the unique opportunities from a business perspective, right? Of getting to press the flesh with folks that attend that function. There are new people that attend it every year. It's really a unique function.
It is a brutally effective political event. It's brutal just because of the intensity of it. The people, occasionally the libations, but in terms of developing relationships and social capital, There's nothing more efficient. I mean, it's just relationship building on steroids, because what happens is that then when you meet somebody or you're testifying in front of them in the legislature or you need to make a phone call, they know you. Oh, yeah, didn't I see you there? Hey, how you doing? And it actually has a really important function to how things get done in Louisiana. Now, there's a flip side of it. There's a little bit of a, you know, while Rome is burning, you know, you're at a combination of a debutante ball, you know, at a frat party, you know, in the basement where Reagan was shot. But I go every year because, you know, 3 days, 4 days in D.C., you know, is the equivalent of making dozens and dozens of trips up to Baton Rouge. So it's actually quite efficient.
Your thoughts so far, a lot of EOs coming out of the White House, some dealing with energy, some very interesting. Your thoughts?
Wow. It is energy level just stunning. The amount of activity that we're seeing is incredible. A lot of what's coming out actually is going to be, I think, quite good for Louisiana. If you look at what's happening in energy, for example, the vast majority of it is going to help us in terms of more oil and gas activity. I don't expect that there's going to be great retrenchment on carbon capture, which was our real big energy transition area. There's going to be more focus on nuclear, which is actually good because, for example, New Orleans is already 50% nuclear. The state is about 21% nuclear. You know, there's going to be maybe some type of pullback on wind. We have to see how that goes because that could affect us negatively because we are going to be the manufacturers for a lot of the wind on the East Coast. So we'll have to see how that plays out in the midterm. I think the one that we're watching most closely is trade. Depending on the trade approach and tariffs, that's something that could obviously affect Louisiana and particularly our ports. You know, on the other hand, if you watch President Trump, he is very sensitive to the markets. He's going to have a guy in Howard Lutnick running the Department of Commerce who is very, you know, is a finance guy by background. And so I think if they begin to make moves on trade that are detrimental to the economy and the markets reflect it, there'll be a pullback. So I'm hopeful that what we see on trade is that it will be used surgically and not just as a bludgeon in tariffs.
And I got to imagine that's going to be a lot of that is going to be the talk of the town this weekend at the Mardi Gras ball, right?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I was actually on a phone call with Steve Wagasbeck, who's now going back and forth and is working for the chamber. Then I said, what's the mood like in D.C.? And he said, well, you know, he said, right now, most people are just kind of waiting and watching and trying to see what comes out as EOs, what the moves are. But that there is optimism right now because I don't think how to say this the right way. We're moving into a new era. And we had this era of, I guess you'd call it neoliberalism, that started back in the Clinton era, where it was about globalization and free trade, and it was meant to be an unalloyed good. And there was probably an overreach. I'm a free trade guy, deeply believe in it. But Americans were hurt in the process. And we were able to get away with it for a while because America was just such a post-war power in the world that we could afford to help Germany rebuild and Japan rebuild. Well, you know, now we're 70, 80 years beyond that time, and it's time for maybe a new approach, a new order. We're still not sure what it's going to look like, but the fact that Trump is taking it on and trying to figure it out, and the fact that he's surrounded by a lot of young people and people who typically have not been in D.C., I think a lot of folks find that a cause for racism, even as I hope that some of the excesses that he tends to indulge in don't come to pass.
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I think you would agree, our European partners and allies have gone through a little bit of a similar process, but more of it directed towards China, right? Because they were all in with China, and they recognize that this is a viper that bit them back, and, you know, they're kind of retreating.
Well, yeah, China, and then similarly, if you look at Germany and Poland, who had this policy of Ostpolitik, where they were trying to work with and trade with Russia as a way of placating Putin. Yeah. And that obviously, you know, didn't work. And now they're turning to, frankly, Louisiana to get RLNG because they don't want to buy it from Gazprom anymore. So there's a reshuffling of world order going on. There's a reshuffling of the political order in the U.S. I don't really know if it's definitely not traditional Democrats versus Republicans anymore. I don't even know if it's traditional conservatives versus progressives anymore. I think it's almost now becoming an elite versus the anti-elite, even if the anti-elite are quite elite amongst themselves. It's just a different vibe and approach, kind of more of a muscular populism that we're going to see. And it's not going to all work out. I think the American people, very, very broadly and across all demographics, voted and said that what we had before was at best feeling stale and at most wasn't making their lives better. So it's going to be a dynamic couple of years, my friend.
Are you surprised? You
know, either hold on to your socks or get those garters.
Are you surprised, Michael, because I am, that a small state like Louisiana, When we talked about all of these little different silos, so to speak, just now, Louisiana plays kind of an integral part in each one of those, you know, from the political infrastructure to energy to foreign relations. A lot of that we have a huge impact in each one of those silos.
Yeah, we are way over indexed. I mean, first, just if you look at political power, with Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise and Governor Landry, you know, on a cell phone relationship with President Trump. And then, you know, on the other side with Troy Carter, who's going to be leading the Congressional Black Caucus soon. We've got a lot of political strength. We've always been. I mean, the two things we've always been best at as a state are football and politics. We're great at it. So we're way over indexed in terms of our influence. When you look at what's happening in the country, and probably the most significant thing is the energy evolution. You know, the president said he's going to declare an emergency on energy. I don't really see the emergency, unlike with immigration. I think with energy, it's not emergency. It's just an emergent situation where we have an opportunity across traditionals and transitions to be the global leader. Louisiana can be the leader of that in the country because we are an oil and gas leader. We export a majority of the LNG, but we also have the expertise in geology for carbon capture. We're a leader in biofuels. We're doing work in EVs. We have a solar manufacturing plant now. So this is a very more optimistic about Louisiana's opportunity to evolve in a positive way than I have maybe since first term Jindal, if I'm being frank.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Michael, best of luck this weekend. Hope you're able to get out and represent us as you do so very well all the time, in spite of your DJ qualities.
We all have personal issues we have to overcome, and you know they call it character, right? When your genes are ripped.
Yeah. All righty. Stay safe, my friend, and safe travels.
Oh, excellent, excellent choice, Chris, by the way. My Lord.
He's the best, man.
In the outro, Noel. Let's do it.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, folks. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jacob Pouchot, the PIO for Louisiana State Police, Troop B, getting a number of texts about road closures still today, and we'll go through that with Jacob when we return. Stay with
us. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This. Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We got some news.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Pelicans-Bucks game, and, you know, the decision has been made by the NBA. Tonight's game will be postponed. The decision was made in consultation with local officials to prioritize the safety of the players, fans, and the staff due to the hazardous weather conditions in the New Orleans area. The date for the rescheduled game will be announced at a later time. Now, if you have tickets for tonight's game, they'll be honored for the rescheduled Bucks-Pels game later this season. Ticket holders can contact their account representative or call 504-525-4667 for more details. Once again, that number is for the Pels ticket holders, 504-525-4667. The game's between the Bucks tonight has been postponed, so no game in the Smoothie King Center.
Thank you, Steve. We said that they would probably make that decision before noon, and they did.
Booyah. They must be listening to you, Newell.
I don't know about that. But, I mean, it's the right thing to do, right?
I agree totally. Just because, like they mentioned, you have to worry about the team, the staff, and the fans. So it just makes logical sense.
Well, Steve, we're joined by Jacob Pouchot, PIO, the Public Information Officer for Louisiana State Police, Troop B. I got to imagine, Jacob, y'all are happy that decision was made.
Yes, it keeps people off the road, and it's very smart. You know, this is all a team effort, and that's
everybody, even the Pelicans and the Saints.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jacob, a lot of questions about road closures continuing today in our area. What are some of the most important that you can talk about with us?
You know, it's pretty much the same that it was yesterday. We did try to keep, the GNO and the Huey P. Long, as well as the Hillbogs Bridge, open to one lane as long as we could yesterday. This is still closed as of today. Once it froze over, they closed those down yesterday. They are working to try to get one lane. First responders or emergency personnel can cross, but it's still shut down. There's still a thick layer of snow, and the ice has set in now. So we're working on getting everything open.
Yeah. Got some texts earlier about whether or not Highway 90, or Highway 61, Airline Highway, as to whether between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, whether that's open.
Yes, it is. For the most part, again, there's still snow and this ice on the road, especially over little bridges that you'd get to, particularly in the St. Charles, St. John area, in our area. And then as you get closer to Baton Rouge, there's some small bridges. Those will definitely be iced over. So just be careful as you're going.
And all of the overpasses are a challenge as well. I mean, I came into work this morning down Canal Boulevard, Canal Street, and it was like an ice skating rink.
Yes. Yes, we are seeing that. I got a picture from a trooper who's out there, and it was the causeway on-ramp to I-10, and somebody had slid in the ice, and their car is now stuck until we can get it out of the snow. So always when it comes to these kinds of events and freezes, bridges and overpasses always tend to freeze first. That's why there's those signs out there. So, again, if you're traveling on the roads that are open, just be mindful of when those spots do, you're approaching those spots, because more than likely they still will have the ice on them. And also, I forgot to mention, Earhart is open in some spots, but we have seen a lot of, most of our crashes have happened there, especially overnight. So please just be slow in that area, because there are elevated portions of Earhart, very brief portions, but there's ice there too.
You know, it's interesting, and, you know, you've been around a long time. I was around a long time. There's no better way to just completely mess up, screw your day, ruin your day, than to spin out, end up in the grass, and you can't get out, and you know, you got tow trucks that are there. The calls for service for them are backed up. You could be sitting there for hours on end, freezing to death. And, you know, it's just for what?
Right. I mean, why are we out and about? We, like I've said multiple times through the past 24 plus hours, that when there is an emergency that arises, we understand you may have to get somewhere, but if you don't, there's no reason to be out. And the vast majority of people that we're encountering, they're just out and about, and there's not a good excuse.
Your calls for service today, where do they stand? Have y'all noticed a trend where more people are getting out there and, of course, you know, spinning out?
We're seeing more vehicles on the road, but as of right now, it seems like people are staying very safe. They're just handling business, whatever they're having to do, and they're being safe about it for the most part. But again, we're encouraging people to just stay home as this melts, and as it continues to melt with the rising temperatures today, even though it's not going to get that high, it will melt, and that ice is just going to harden and continue to set in through at least till tomorrow.
Yeah. And to those that don't want to heed the advice, they may want to consider this. I said, if you got a rear-wheel drive car, you don't want to go any faster than 5 miles an hour. Front-wheel drive, you could probably do a little bit more, and four-wheel drive, just a little bit more, but not in excess of 10 miles an hour, because you have no control, right?
Right. There is no control, especially. Earlier this morning, I kind of attribute it to really the only thing we would know is during a hard rain, if you hit a water patch or anything like that, you can you fishtail or you spin out, right? Hydroplane. Very similar. However, with ice, it's so slippery that it can cause so much havoc and it'll be haywire where you cannot control anything. At least in a hydroplane, you may be able to control a little bit when your tires hit the pavement, but the ice is not going to allow you to do that here.
Yeah, well, the whole way that your car works with what do they call it, anti skidding or whatever.
Yes. You have your anti-brakes and
it doesn't work the same way on ice, does it?
No, not at all. That's specifically for if you hit a water patch, not ice.
Yeah. And so don't think that the car with all the bells and whistles are going to protect you from the ice situation. And the difference between the puddle and ice is that the puddle is a small, defined piece of geography, area, where ice is, everything's iced. So there's no escape.
Right. The rubber of the tires has to touch the actual pavement or the concrete and just to get some traction or to be able to stop. And with that ice, it's not allowing you to do that.
So the bridges will continue to probably just be open for first responder community only. That'll be day by day. I anticipate probably nothing before tomorrow afternoon then, right?
I would agree. DOTD's out and about making their assessments, and as they put things out, we will also push that out, and everybody can pay attention to the 511 communication, either the phone line, dial 511, 511LA.org, or the mobile app.
Jacob, we have a bunch of snowplows that have been deployed, and they're beginning to do their work. I've been getting pictures from folks on the highway. A snowplowed road does not necessarily equate to meaning no ice on the road, right?
That is 100% correct. That ice, especially at the bottom layer when the snow has started to melt, that ice can still set in. So, again, just because you see a road open and there's no snow in the way, it doesn't mean that there's not ice. And especially everybody talks about the black ice, and it's not that it's another color or anything. It's just the fact that it's invisible essentially. And what you're seeing is the road, but there is ice on top of it.
So again, as it relates to the recommendation relative to speed, if you're on a snow plowed road, it doesn't mean that you're good to go at 35 miles an hour. I mean, every mile an hour increase in speed, you're increasing your level of risk out there, and we just need to recognize that. So we're not going, if you're going to go out there, you're not going anywhere in a hurry.
Not at all. The speed limit is there for ideal conditions, and this is definitely not ideal, and it won't be again probably till closer towards the weekend. And so if, again, we want everybody to stay at home, but if you must go somewhere, please leave in enough time to get to your destination in enough time. We don't want you to be speeding or hurrying on the roads.
Yeah, and I know that there's a lot of people that have elderly parents that they're taking care of or others that may be sick in the family and things of that nature. Everybody recognizes that, but you're not going to get there in a quick way. And it's interesting. You know, I drove downtown from Metairie the last couple of days for work. At five miles an hour, I made it here in 17 minutes. I mean, there's no traffic. So if you just go 5 miles an hour, you just continue to plug away at 5 miles an hour, and it takes no time at all. Had I gone 30, I might have got here 3 minutes faster.
Right. That's exactly it. And I like to tell people, I mean, yes, you may won't need to get to your family member, kind of like you said, to take care of them, or you may have that emergency, but you have to get there to be able to take care of that person or deal with that emergency. And if you're speeding, especially on the ice, you're not going to get there in any time.
The website that people can go to where y'all have posted on road openings and closures is what again?
So that's DOTD's site. It's 511LA.org. And then anything that that DOTD does push out, we will push out as well on our social media, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
Again, we just want people to stay
stay home. We know that people are getting antsy and they want to get out, but please just give it some more time. Let's get these roads safe so that we can get back to some sort of normalcy. It's weird that we tend to say that a couple times a year with these weather events, but stay home unless you have to be on the road. If you have to be on the road for any reason, please watch your speed and wear your seatbelt.
I love that Adams family saying that says define normal for me, Jake.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's a very good quote.
Especially in your business. Define normal for me. Thank you so much for joining us. Jacob Pishu, PIO for Louisiana State Police, Troop B. Thank you all for all that you all are doing. We certainly appreciate it. Stay safe and stay warm. So if you need information on road closures, go to 511.la.org. They're updating that as we speak. Got a couple of texts earlier when I was talking to Jacob Pishu, PIO for Louisiana State Police Troop B, about a snowplowed road does not necessarily mean that there's no ice there. And I got a couple of texts saying, well, then what good is it? Well, what happens is when the temperature goes above freezing, those areas that have been snowplowed, right, will defrost, will liquefy faster than others, and will be passable without as much threat as an area that is still covered by 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of snow. So that will clear a lane a lot faster, and at that point in time, on that lane, you'll be able to proceed a little bit faster with less risk, right? And then everything else is gonna have its melt at a different rate because of the thickness of the snow and the ice that you find there. So that's the reason, and then if they're able to come in with salt spreaders or brine solution or whatever it may be, after the fact, it'll have a greater impact on those areas that have been plowed. It's a whole process, right? It's not perfect. There's not 100% guarantee of no ice, but it makes those areas more passable. So that's the benefit of snow plowing, and then if you're able to distribute salt or a salt, a brine solution, it makes a difference, obviously, in the recovery. I'm hearing a lot from folks seeing snow plows on a lot of different areas. We saw it on West Esplanade. I was getting texts from folks that have seen it at Earhart. As well as Claiborne Avenue. So it looks like the engagement that was done by the city of New Orleans is working, which is good. It's good to hear that. And we'll visit with J.P. Morrell at the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour, at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll find out from him, as well as Ghassan Corbin with the Sewage and Water Board in the back half of the 1 o'clock hour, as to what's happening there as well. So, you know, this is the process. So still, you want to be mindful. And if you have to get out on the road, not to be, you know, redundant and beat this dead horse, it's all about your speed. If you travel 5 miles an hour, it's a lot easier to recover. And you want to stay a good, healthy distance away from the person in front of you, because you never know how they're going to react if they hit black ice or they hit a slick in their car, which may not be an all-wheel drive car, may not be a four-wheel drive car, may not be a front-wheel drive car, because those perform better in snow and ice than a rear-wheel drive car. And you don't know, you know, what their level of competency is relative to driving. So stay a healthy distance away. Don't get up on somebody's bumper. And the same thing at a red light. You know, and maybe we should pay attention to the traffic signals, too. That's one of the things that I've noticed going back and forth to work, is that people think because there's nobody out on the road, they don't have to pay attention to the red light. They just going right through it, you know, looking both ways, not recognizing, you know, what's actually happening. not a good practice. The traffic signals are there for a reason, and they are, you have to heed the traffic signal, whether there's snow on the ground or not, right? I mean, just common sense. And as more and more people begin to go on a roadway, the risk increases by the minute. So just recognize that, you just go ahead and stop. You're not going anywhere fast. There's hardly any place open. There's no place to go. So where are you going in such a hurry? If you're out there joyriding just to see the snow, stop at the red light and look at the snow. It probably looks very similar to the snow on your front lawn, maybe. A random guess here as it relates to snow. Kind of looks the same, whether it's on Earhart or whether it's on Dumaine. It doesn't matter, right? So just proceed with caution if you have to be out there. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.